Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Tuesday, the players' day off, but the coaches are in the building readying a game plan for the Seattle Seahawks when they arrive at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Obviously, a bit of a tricky situation for Matt LaFleur and the offensive staff, given that Aaron Rodgers will not be available to practice throughout the week, but is expected to play in the game. Going to be fun to watch all the narratives spun around this one. Jordan Love taking all the snaps all week. And then Aaron Rodgers presumably arriving on Saturday and playing on Sunday. What will be interesting is to see if Matt LaFleur alters his practice schedule even just a bit to give them a little time on Saturday with Rodgers. Basically maybe doing walkthroughs of the plays they want to utilize against the Seahawks defense. I'm sure Matt will be asked about it incessantly throughout the week. But today, like I said, players are off, coaches are drawn, scheming, and we got tons of people in the chat already. Good to see everybody this morning. Erica, good morning. I hope you're well. Need more A.J. Dillon this week against the Seahawks? You are 1,000% correct. Ronan, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate the RT on my well-thought-out Favre Corrente video, Nagler. Over 2,000 views. Damn, this is doing numbers. Awful ref, by the way. Oh. Corrente has been forever awful. I mean, I resurfaced my tweet from 2019 talking about how awful he is. He's been terrible forever. And yeah, that video of Favre from Sound Effects NFL Films is hilarious. So good. Will Beckham make his debut in Lambeau playing for Seattle? It's possible. We'll see. I know the waiver process will be triggered today. We'll probably know if someone has claimed him around 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's a possibility Seattle puts that claim in, although 7-point-something million, you got to be able to take on salary wise. I think that might be prohibitive for a lot of people, definitely including the Packers. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Ask Jay Barry and the D to keep improving me wrong after the 49er game that they have done. So while losing starters, it's a beautiful thing. No doubt, Ed. Defense has come to play, no question about it. And they have. What's crazy is they have gotten better while losing guys and putting new guys in and taking guys off the street. And they are playing very good football. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nag, sorry I missed yesterday, but I wanted to comment on how much positive I took away from the game. Great defense and upside for Love, carry the G. Well, you're one of the few. I'm kidding. I know there are people praising the defense, etc. I know the narrative around Jordan Love, and the comments around his play have been largely negative, which I understand. He struggled mightily against the blitz. I don't think people really understand how much of that is not his fault. If you get the chance, I would highly recommend checking out JT O'Sullivan's breakdown of Jordan's play. I've actually linked to it in the community section on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, if you need an easy place to find it. But yeah, the whole operation up front, trying to protect the quarterback against heavy, heavy pressure was basically falling apart throughout the game. And that is not on Jordan. Now, are there throws he could have made better? Reads he could have? Yeah, of course. That's to be expected for a guy making his first NFL start, though. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. You think we see a lot of shell on D on Sunday? A lot of shell. You mean like too deep shell? I think they'll mix it up. I think there'll be a dial of coverage against Russell. You give him too much of any one thing and they're going to make you pay. He's too good at the line of scrimmage. Now, if he was Geno, yeah, I think so. But you know, Russell, I think you got to – the best thing to do is play coverage mostly, but change your looks. I love Aaron Jones, but I've really been impressed with AJ this year. Completely agree. I get it's tricky probably when you're sitting there on the sideline and you know both of them are super hyper-talented. You want to get them both the ball. Obviously, most often there's only room for one back on the field. But AJ, I think, is, you know, he's making his case, man. He looks really good this season. When do you think the earliest Jair comes back? I don't know, Nick. That's a good question. 3 more weeks. That'd be my guess. And I am completely pulling that out of my hat. Might be less, might be more, but that's my feel. That's my guess. Aaron, can you please have Brett Favre come on the show? Ryan, there was a time when I would have clamored for that. Now I think that ship has sailed. Maybe at some point. I'd love to talk to him about, you know, those early years when he was, you know, struggling and people were calling for him to be benched, and kind of, you know, look back at not only his early days, but Aaron's early days and now Jordan's early days. That'd be kind of fun, no doubt about it. Yeah, Brett, what's so weird is that Brett meant so much to so many Packers fans. That kind of happened all right before, obviously, the internet became the glue that held us all together across the country and across the world. And I feel like that time has really been lost in the collective memory because, you know, especially with social media, a lot of people in the public, so younger generations, only know Brett from his latter playing days and then all the off the field controversies, etc. But man, that time when he helped bring the Packers out of obscurity, out of Siberia, so to speak, it's a really special time. And anyone who remembers how awful the Packers were for so long and then saw the team and Brett kind of rise from those ashes, you know, you guys know how special that is, people who were there, people who remember. And I would love to talk to him about that aspect of his career. Because, again, I don't think it's something that gets covered a whole lot. You know, we all see the draft day photo, and then we know he went to Atlanta and the trade and what have you. But then it's kind of like, yeah, the Packers made a trade, and then they won a Super Bowl, and then, you know, he got old and threw a lot of interceptions. It kind of feels like that part gets glossed over, especially when he was winning. I mean, not only coming up, but then winning three MVPs. The guy was a really damn good quarterback. And he struggled mightily early on, man. He threw tons of picks, made tons of stupid plays. That play Jordan Love made where he has like three guys hanging off of him and he spins around and finds Big Dog, that was Favre-esque to a T. That is totally something Brett would have done. So yeah, that's I would love to talk to him about that aspect of it. No question about it. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Credit to you and Will D for always having good questions. I was so mad at special teams that I didn't notice how good Love looked pinned deep for a young QB. I mean, I always think of this while watching the game live, and I still get upset and I still get frustrated. I still get, you know, emotional about things because it's football, you know, you're invested. But I always try to keep in the back of my mind, it's never as bad as it looks and it's never as good as it feels. You know, as far as like, man, they're tearing it up. They're scoring three touchdowns. Like, oh, this is great. You go back and you look at the tape and you look at all the mistakes. And then on the flip side of it, a game like Jordan had on Sunday, man, Twitter was melting down. The chat on YouTube was off the chain, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's calling always a bust, whatever. Of course, that's all nonsense. And you can set all that to ignore. But, you know, it's never that bad. And if you go back and you actually watch the tape, which, again, I encourage you, if you don't want to sit down and break it down play by play, go watch JT's video on YouTube. It does a great job of stripping away the artifice and the talking head bullshit and giving you actually what happened on the field. And what it shows is that Jordan was not given a ton of support, either by the line, the protection operation, or by his offensive play caller, Matt LaFleur, which, to Matt's eternal credit, he has very much fallen on his sword about this. Rightfully so, I think. What else we got? Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. How weak turned out with loss, still good shape. is that Yoda? Yes. I mean, everyone the Packers needed to lose lost to keep not only a good lead in the division, but also within striking distance of the first overall seed. Brian, thanks for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Amar, what's up, buddy? Good morning. Thanks for the super chat. GM Nags, R.A.P. Stash. Yeah, Russ is so extra. I hope they let him cook so we can expose him yet again. Barry, Gary, making me eat crow, and I love it. It's yummy. I mean, there's no mystery here about Joe Barry as far as most people, I think, were pretty disappointed with that hire, wanted him run out of town after that first couple weeks, really. I'm not going to say I wasn't, you know, I certainly wasn't cheerleading it, and I was a bit disappointed in the hire. I had, you know, some pretty significant misgivings about it. But, man, Joe has done a pretty damn good job. Now, no one's putting him in the Hall of Fame. No one's talking about how he's the second coming of, you know, Monty Kiffin's revolution or something like that. But he is really, I mean, you consider, like we've talked about, all the guys in and out, and the fact that he's utilizing basically the same staff that Pettine had, he's done all right. And now the GM has helped him at times, picking up Rasul Douglas, Devondre Campbell late in the offseason. But, Joe's done a good job. LT86, that's like a Star Wars robot or something. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Calling it now, Aaron Rodgers is going to go berserk on the field. The chip on his shoulder now is the biggest it's ever been. I mean, a guy who has always, forever, throughout his career, utilized criticism, perceived slights as motivation. Oh, baby. Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully he doesn't press because of it, but yeah, man, I'm here for it. I'm here for the Aaron Rodgers scorched earth tour in the second half of 2021. Give me all that. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Will you be growing another stash after the Nectar Packers win? The next Packers win, I believe is what you say. I was meaning to say there. No, I'm not going to be growing another stash. God help me. But, you know, you got to reset for the playoff beard. Playoff beard will be making an appearance at some point because, I mean, they're making the playoffs. Let's go. Come on. I mean, a lot of ball game left, but they're making the playoffs. So, yeah, the playoff beard is up next. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Back from 10 days in Prague. Oh, my God, I'm so jealous. Love Cheesehead TV rebroadcasts and the beer. Jenkins instead of Lucas at center. Seems 62 is a problem. Cheesehead TV, check tour fund. Thanks, buddy. Hey, you guys know, anybody who's watched this, you know, chat, on the regular, I've been saying put Jenkins at center for weeks now. And I love Lucas. I love that they've been getting through games with him at center. I do think the combination of Lucas and Newman is an issue. And Newman in particular, I would try and move Lucas over to Newman's spot and put Jenkins at center, what I would do. But who knows which route they'll go. But yeah, for as well as Lucas has played at times, and I think he has played a bit above his head, I just think Jenkins is a much better option and allows you to do a lot more, especially when it comes to the running game. Turn the page Tuesday. I like it, Kyle. I like where your head's at. There you go. Rock and roll. What else we got here? I got yelled at for missing super chats yesterday. Look, people, I get to as many super chats as I possibly can, but just because you send a super chat does not guarantee I'm going to read it. Disclaimer right now. I try to get to each and every single one of them. But if you're going to like bitch and moan about it, I'm just going to like pretend to read the super chats, going to make up super chats. How about that? Something along those lines. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Barry has his guys playing great fundamentals, not many missed tackles assignments. I agree. And that's what's crazy. That's why I talk about the staff being the same. It's not like they've got different teachers in the building, it's the same voices. You've got Jerry Montgomery, you've got Jerry Gray, you know? But the tackling has noticeably improved. So whatever Joe has done, instituting drill work, whatever they worked on during, I'm live, people, during camp, whatever they're doing during the week, it is working. Man, we have talked about it many times here. We've talked about it on Watch Party. Guy catches a ball, he stops where he is more often than not. Every once in a while, there's a missed tackle. That's the NFL. It's going to happen. They get paid too. But for the most part, the yards after the catch has been somewhat non-existent against the Packers defense. And that has never been the case in Green Bay in the last decade plus. What else we got here? Craig, thanks for the super chat. Jordan's ball has a lot of wobble in the air. Wobble, 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 wobble. Certainly, at times, there are throws that you can point to. And this happened in the summer, too. There are times when he just rips it and it looks great. And there are times when I think he's trying to put a little touch on it or finesse it, you know, trying to fit it into a space. And yeah, especially on deeper stuff. He threw two ducks this summer that I was like, oh baby, that was some ugly shit. But you know, that's why you got to keep practicing, keep working on it. We'll see if he can get that out of his game. But hey, as Peyton Manning said, you know, Peyton Manning led the league in non-spirals. As long as it gets where it's supposed to go. I mean, the throw to The touchdown throw to Lazard is a perfect example. That is not a gorgeous ball, but he's got a guy right in his face, and he lofts it. It gets where it needs to go, and it ends up as a touchdown. So, I mean, it is noticeable, though. There are a few that are less than pretty. No question about it. Chris, thanks for the super chat. LaFleur's game plan kind of begs the question, can he be an elite coach without Rodgers? Packed statistically the worst team in NFL history without Rodgers. I mean, it's going to be something he's going to have to deal with whenever that day arrives. No question about it. But I think you also have to like balance, you know, what he has meant for Rodgers. Don't forget, Rodgers was less than Rodgers those last 2 years with McCarthy. Part of coaching is to get the best out of your players. And obviously, when you have a then two-time MVP, now three with Matt, you're working with very different clay that you're trying to mold as opposed to a guy who's never made an NFL start. You know? But yes, no doubt, that is why whenever the Coach of the Year stuff gets kicked up, Matt is always discounted. He's always an afterthought. You know, even when they have these great wins, you know, this great win in Arizona, you know, now he has a loss in Kansas City with a first-time starting QB, and everyone's like, oh, he can't coach, which I think is ridiculous. The fact that they're even in that game to win it there at the end is a testament to his coaching. But yes, those questions will always dog him until he does it. And there's no fast forward button. You just got to wait. Big Mike, thanks for the super chat. Morning, brother. I give this show a 95%. Only way it can get better is more rants, more F-bombs, and calling out more idiots. Love the show. Big Mike, that is very, very generous of you. I've tried to turn the page, man. I've tried to be a kinder, gentler version of myself. I looked back at some stuff Corey and I had done when we first started. I was terrible. I was awful. I was so full of myself and so cocksure of everything. And I know I hear you guys. Oh, you still are. What's changed? I get it. But man, I try to remember that there is, you know, everything I know is nothing. Everything I'm trying to learn is everything, especially when it comes to the game of football. And I used to do a lot of F-bombs, calling people out, blah, blah. And God knows I still do that on Watch Party. You want uncut, unfiltered Nagler, Watch Party is where you want to go. Because that's the heat of the moment, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's having kids. Maybe it's getting older. But I try to, like, be a little bit more understanding of people now, you know. So, but, you know, every once in a while, somebody will get my dander up, and I'll go after them. So, Big Mike, next rant, that one's for you, buddy. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Opinion on Wilson video seems over the top to me. Seems over the top? I mean, he's a cornball. He's having fun. There's nothing wrong with that. The best part about it, though, is that it gave Tyler Herrick an opportunity to make a Cheesehead TV video in response on Twitter. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's fucking hilarious. It's so, I was crying with laughter. So good. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Does Cheesehead TV have an OF? Outfielder? Official FaceTime? Often futuristic? I don't know what that means. OF? I don't know. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Good morning. Is it bad I want another game with Love? No, I don't think it's bad. People want to see him be able to, you know, develop. Obviously, you want the stink of that Kansas City performance off. And, yeah, no, I think here's the other thing, too. It'd be great if he got more time to, like, learn and develop and grow. And the only way you can do that as a quarterback, especially a young one, is to play. Look at Justin Fields last night. I mean, there's still times when he struggles and, you know, he maybe doesn't see the field, pulls it down too early and runs a little too often. But you also saw him make some fucking plays, man. And that's something he was not doing back in September, early October, the kind of thing, the one especially that put him in the lead late where he breaks the pocket to his left and finds the tight end in the corner of the end zone. That is a hell of a play. But that's because he's played X number of games now. He's taken X number of reps. He's getting used to the speed of the game. That will come for Jordan, but he's got to play. Right? And, of course, that's not going to happen while Aaron's in town. So I hear you, though, Luke. I hear you. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Do Hackett and or Matt LaFleur pay attention to efficiency metrics mid-game, i.e. 28 going for almost 6 yards per carry with only 8 carries and 11 yards per catch? Workhorses are the rarity, but feed the guy. Brandon, That's an excellent question. I've asked him kind of a general analytics question before, but it was much more about game planning and off-season work as far as how they want to design their offense. That is an excellent question, though, and I'm going to ask that because it does seem like we were shouting it on the watch party. Like at one point in the first, at that first drive where they utilized Dylan, he was averaging 5.5 yards per carry. And then we didn't see him again until like the end of the first half. Use your fucking hammer, man. I hear you. Matt, thanks for the super chat. I'm holding out for the KBLS. KBLS. Entirely possible. I love it. Tulio, thanks for the super chat. You were never terrible, Nags. We are humans. Oh, that's very nice of you. But no, I was awful. Oh, is that it? Is he asking if you guys have an OnlyFans? Is that what it is? What's so funny? I think I told you guys this. OnlyFans reached out to me. Oh, was this on? I might have talked about it on Packer Transplants. But yeah, OnlyFans, when they first like took, they were taking off the explicit content, right? And they were trying to make us push into other types of content creators. I had somebody in Chicago in their office like reach out to me and like, oh, we're really interested in getting you on the platform. And I was like, wait, what? I don't think so. But then Corey was like, I don't know, man. People make money on there. I'm like, yeah, but they're not making money talking about the Packers. So anyway, we're in discussions with OnlyFans, so I'll let you know. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Saving Dylan a bit for the playoffs, you think? No. No, they're just utilizing them like however they feel the flow of the game, the game plan, and blah, blah, blah. Man, just get Dylan the ball. You can wear a cheese bikini. Nobody wants that. Now that's a laser. Carrington, you're killing me. LaFleur sucks sometimes. Too much, if you ask me. I thought Hackett called plays. No, Matt LaFleur calls plays. No, and Matt LaFleur is awesome. Carlos. He has undoubtedly some blind spots. There's no question about that. But he's awesome. Saving Aaron Jones for the playoffs for sure. Kurt Benkert laser show. There we go. Dylan has hands. Dylan can run. Get him the ball. Becky, right? Doesn't need to be this difficult. All right, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on your Packers Daily Chat on Cheesehead TV. Please, please, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video or subscribe to the channel. Hit subscribe or I'm going to have to go over to OnlyFans and nobody wants that. And then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.